Proclamation number 8458 of 4th of April, 1963. Irrefutable knowledge from above. Mind thinking. Nothing remains hidden from you if you approach me myself for clarification. Yet you would not grasp everything in all its depth, and therefore I can only ever give you an answer according to your capacity. But this answer will never lack truth, even if it is written in such a way that you can understand it. I will not let you fall into erroneous thinking, even if the clarifications can only be limited as long as you have not yet attained such maturity that you can also penetrate the deepest depths of wisdom. And thus you should also be content with what I impart to you. You should not think that I don't hear your request, and you should always leave it up to me which knowledge I reveal to you, for you will be able to grasp the correlations ever more with increasing maturity of soul. This is why it is often not possible for fellow human beings to understand what seems easy for you to grasp, precisely because their state of maturity is still lower and therefore the spiritual knowledge imparted to them is also incomprehensible to them. But if people believe themselves to be knowledgeable, their knowledge must absolutely correspond to my word conveyed to you from above. They cannot have other knowledge at their disposal which is now to be acknowledged as true, for only pure truth emanates from me and this will never contradict itself. Therefore you, who receive my word from above directly, need never doubt the truth of this word, and you can justifiably advocate it, because your thinking can never be wrong either as soon as you are active for me or speak on my behalf. Even if you are dealing with intellectual people who possess great earthly knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is a different matter. Spiritual knowledge is an area which is not fathomed by the intellect but is unlocked by the spirit in the human being, which does not ask for intellectual acuity but can and will only express itself when the heart has become love, but which then also gives the human being comprehensive knowledge. And then he will also be able to understand everything, for I will always open up the right understanding for the spiritual knowledge I impart to him. For this reason, even a person who is far below an intellectual person's degree of intelligence will have greater knowledge than the latter, and he will be able to refute his objections. Because then the spirit will always be active in the human being and not the intellect when the truth has to be defended, and he will not be able to be outdone by the adversary's intellect either, because the spirit is always superior to the intellect, for it knows everything, whereas the intellect has only acquired earthly knowledge and this is not sufficient to invalidate spiritual knowledge. Admittedly, my adversary will always intervene when it is necessary to take action against the pure truth and yet he will not succeed against the light from above, which he does not expose himself to because he flees the light from me. And thus my servant, who is active on my behalf, need never fear the superiority of a person who shuts himself off from the working of the divine spirit. For he will always be and remain the inferior, because even the sharpest intellect cannot stand against the light which shines forth from me into the darkness. For I myself am and will remain invincible, and my strength will also be in those who are active for me, who want to carry out the light which I radiate into themselves. And they will always be a match for those who oppose them and try to belittle my word from above. Their knowledge will not suffice to credibly refute your knowledge. You will always be able to counter them glibly, for then it will not be you who speaks but my spirit, and you will only ever speak what it puts into your mouth. Therefore you should always speak soberly and clearly to those who do not want to accept you as my representatives, who believe that you speak from yourselves when you spread my word from above. Your counter-speech will be calm and objective because I myself am with everyone who is active for me and my kingdom, and because he will truly have knowledge at his disposal because I myself was able to instruct him, because I myself can work in him through my spirit, as I have promised. Amen.